AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Civil rights groups are going to court to challenge the constitutionality of a new law in Texas that will allow police to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally and local judges to kick them out. It takes effect in March. The suit says the federal government has sole authority over immigration. At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
it is very much in line with what Republicans, many Republicans, like to do or tend to do, which is demonize immigrants and also dehumanize immigrants. This is part of this.
Today at Washington's National Cathedral.
May God bless Sandra Day O'Connor, an American pioneer.
At the funeral for the first woman on the Supreme Court, President Biden called O'Connor a bedrock for the Supreme Court. O'Connor's son gave a warm personal view of her off the bench. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Jay O'Connor notes his mom made high court history of a different kind, even before getting there.
My mom is the first person on the Supreme Court with technical training in disco dancing.
After taking lessons in the late 70s.
She was a force of nature.
At her funeral, he remembered her cooking, typing his high school papers, and her sharp questioning on the bench.
Where do you think she developed those world-class interrogation skills? Once she arrived at the Supreme Court? Hardly. She finally honed those techniques from years of grilling her three sons about what time we had come home on Saturday night. To the trial attorneys of America, you're welcome.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Members of the UN Security Council are in intense negotiations on an Arab-sponsored resolution to spur desperately needed humanitarian aid deliveries to Gaza during some kind of a halt in fighting. The state of California approved new rules for turning wastewater directly into drinking water. This is AP News. Turkey is linking Sweden's attempt to join NATO to Washington approving jet sales and Canada lifting an arms embargo.
Ratification of Sweden's NATO bid by Turkey's parliament hinges on the U.S. Congress's approval of Turkey's request to purchase F-16 fighter jets, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said, calling on the two assemblies to act simultaneously. Erdogan also says Canada and other NATO allies must lift arms embargoes imposed on Turkey. He made the comments late Monday while returning from a visit to Hungary. Hungary and Turkey are the only two NATO members not to have formally approved Sweden's bid to join the transatlantic military alliance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House is lending support to an auto industry effort to standardize Tesla's electric vehicle charging plugs for all EVs in the U.S., part of a broad effort to stimulate their sales to help combat climate change. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.